Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Good morning. 6:32 Plan B Morning Show. Looking at some clouds this morning. Then all of his posse is going to come. Mostly cloudy later on. Big heads up to for tomorrow. They're calling for a wind advisory. I would read it out for you, but it's way too scary. Really is. The way they make it sound like, meh. I love that about meteorologists and whoever writes these weather reports. Just the uses of words. It's going to be devastating. No, I didn't say devastating, but yeah, looking at some wind tomorrow, man. Tonight, cloudy, 80% chance of rain, low of 50. Tomorrow, same thing, basically. It's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. It's going to be cloudy. It's going to be gray. It's going to be very, very November-ish. So there you go. There's your weather. Let's get to rock news.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
All right, your rock news brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union, come be part of it. Motley Crue guitarist Mick Mars is taking to Twitter to address comments that he made on That Metal Show way back in 2014 that he would, quote, invite the world to come for free if the band decided to reunite. Well, you guys reunited, so. After clips from the TV appearance resurfaced online following the announcement that the band will be reuniting next year, Mars took to social media to address the comments. While I was clearly joking about the free tickets that night on TMS, I was also deeply convinced that we would never, ever be touring again. Well, I would never have expected to be facing a whole new generation of fans demanding to see us play. In fact, touring with Motley Crue comes with a weird place in time, or at a weird place in time. Since my solo record is almost complete after such a long time of writing and recording. So you're going to give us free tickets to your solo show? But, this is quotes, he's still talking. But I put our fans first. Anyways. I am eating a lot of crow and humble pie this Thanksgiving for those remarks and accept that some of you see this as me being dishonest. Yeah. I said what I said and I was wrong. So peace out. Damn. So yeah, back in 2014, straight up. Hey, every one of you for free if we get back together. Oh, we're getting back together? Whew. How many are you? All right, I take those remarks back. Man, that's tough. That's tough, especially when you feel like you're never going to get back together. And then all of a sudden you do, and now all these fans are like, hey, remember? Remember? Let's see that free show. Oh, so there you go. That's your rock news. Let's see what happened this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1974, Led Zeppelin spend their time rehearsing at London's Livewire Theater. That's right. While they were waiting for the release of Physical Graffiti, the record company was holding up the band and the albums for its release. So there you go, back in 1974. That's what happened on this day in rock history, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union, come be part of it.
Brock and Hunter.